Amen. So good. Thank you, my brother. Can we say thank you to the worship team, please? Come on. Amen. Our booth is on their A game, man. They are quick to what we, where we need to go. I appreciate our booth. And of course, Alan Frank is just ridiculous. He's the best. We love him. And I want to just read this real quick, and then we'll get into the message. It says this, because there was something that struck me this morning in song, and just, this is Romans 8. It says this. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set you free from the law of sin and death. There is a law that sets you free. There's also a law that captivates you for sin and death. And when you begin to simply break this down, you begin to understand what it means to be set free and what it means to be a captive. For what the law could not do, weak as though through the flesh, God did, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh as an offering for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. And when we sung something this morning that said, flesh is a beggar and a thief. I think all of us come to this place, say nobody has walked on water, nobody's perfect. We've all come to this place to realize what it means to be in the flesh. And the flesh just takes and it takes and it takes and it takes and it takes. When you walk in sin, it steals, it's a thief. Man, I love that when we have an understanding even of where Noah is, and we have an understanding of what's taking place within the Genesis 6 story. And this Romans 8 just caught my eye in worship this morning. You come to this place to understand that flesh is a beggar and it's a thief. It will steal from you. You walk in this place that there are moments, watch this, there's moments that even after you've come to the grace of God, even after you've come to know Christ as Lord and Savior, the flesh at times can creep in and it will take and it will take and it will rob you. But there is a beautiful reminder of the Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit that reigns and dwells within us. And I love this. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile towards God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, even able to do so. Verse 8, for those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, watch it, I love that. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. Watch this, church, when you understand the reality of walking in the flesh compared to walking in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit reigns and dwells.